You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about, including some stories I didn't get to in the first hour. Apparently, we are hearing that teens are more stressed than adults now. And what is going to happen to us if our Generation Z cannot handle stress or cope with stress? What does that mean for us? Because, boy, we all know that things get worse. All right? Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the center, the faster it rolls. And we all know what happens at the end of that toilet paper roll. So we got to talk about that. All right? We're also going to talk about how the White House has delayed the health insurance mandate for medium-sized employers now until 2016. Is that good? Is it bad? Kraft Singles are going to be getting rid of their artificial preservatives. I don't really buy a lot of American cheese or Kraft Singles, etc., but I got to tell you, look at the packages. I'm kind of getting hungry for it. Maybe I'm craving some calcium. So we'll see what they have to say about that. And how pickled cabbage, can actually help with allergies, coughs, colds, so it may be the superfood. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one of the articles I wanted to talk to you about in the previous hour that kept getting interrupted with pop-ups was this new technology where these glasses help doctors see cancer cells bluish. They look blue under these high-powered magnification. And when would these be used and why would they be used? Well, a lot of times with breast care, okay, you get a tumor cut out in the let's say, operating room. All right, and, you know, you take as much of the neighboring tissue as you need. But many times people have to go in for an additional surgery, right? You'll try to do a PET scan, but right after surgery, the PET scan, unfortunately, is not the best thing to do because it's inflamed, and a lot of times the inflammation can obscure certain lesions, etc. But they think that maybe to prevent that second surgery, these doctors could use these glasses the first surgery, such that if they do see cancer cells, they could go and take a deeper margin around those extra outliers. They say 20 to 25%, this is according to the Times of India, 20 to 25% of breast cancer patients have lumps removed require a second surgery because current technology does not adequately show the extent of the disease during the first operation. The technology was developed by a team led by Samuel Achilifu, who is professor of radiology and biomedical engineering at Washington University. So there's video technology, a head-mounted display, I guess a targeted molecular agent that attaches to cancer cells so they glow when you view with your glasses. All right? They say they could probably pick up things as small as 1 millimeter. Now, obviously, cancer cells are smaller than that, but if you have a cluster of cancer cells about 1 millimeter in diameter, that could be cool. Now, they've already conducted this test on lab mice. I guess they utilize the indocyanine in green. This is a contrast that's been approved by the FDA. If they inject that into the tumor, the cancer cells glow when viewed with the glasses and a special light. This is being published in the Journal of Biomedical Optics. You know, one of the ENTs I work with, Dr. Randall Weingarten, he takes care of a lot of my thyroid cancer patients. And he says the thyroid cancer is in and of itself sometimes is bluish green. And one of my patients who was diagnosed on CAT scan as having a normal thyroid, but I had found a weird lymph node in the back of her neck, and he had thought that was an occult thyroid malignancy. He said when he opened her up, the cancer was all up and down under her sternum. He could see it. Now, that's a cancer you could see, okay, grossly. And then, of course, with thyroid cancer, what they do is they do the radiation, you become severely hypothyroid, they do the treatment, the radioactive iodine, and then they put you hyperthyroid, so none of your thyroid tissue can decide to grow at the signal of the brain. So they keep you very, very hyperthyroid, which is always frustrating for my patients who goes and sees another doctor, because the doctor will go, oh, your thyroid's too high, we need to lower your medicine, but the reason why the thyroid's high is they were thyroid cancer patients. For those of you who ever had thyroid cancer, and you have to see a new doctor, please implore to them, do not start lowering your thyroid medication, because many times your endocrinologist wants to keep you at that higher dose. But, you know, the fact that cancer is chaotic and can grow to places that you wouldn't think, even though you do have some predictable patterns of where certain cancers grow, like certain cancers that'll go to the bone, like your, you know, thyroid cancer could go to the bone, kidney cancer could go to the bone, etc. There's certain predictable patterns of some of these cancers. We remember it as P.T. Barnum loves kids, liver, kidneys, you know, certain breast cancer could go to the bones. So you know, prostate cancer, and then the T is your thyroid cancer. So for P.T. Barnum loves kids. And these are little mnemonics that we learn in medical school. And so, you know, you want to catch these before they spread to the bone and metastasize or spread through the blood. Yes, you do have tumor necrosis factor. You have other aspects to your body that can help stop, right, cancer where they start. Now, we do have to talk about an article today how they say these antioxidants may not prevent cancer, but help fuel cancer. Remember I talked about that a year ago, where there was an article saying, you guys, hold the phone with these antioxidants because they may actually be helping the cancer. We may want to stop taking them. We have another article discussing that. That's some pretty important stuff we need to discuss. All right, so as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A quick reminder about fruit juice. Many of these fruit juices are more sugary than you think. We're finding that a glass of apple juice could have about 26 grams of sugar. Your soda, 26.5 grams of sugar. So we forget that as we go to our fruit juice, our grape juice, our orange juice, etc., that can have as much sugar as our soda pop. All right? You want to cut back on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. You know, the California song we have to play, you know, I know a lot of people kind of disagree with, you know, what's going on with California and how everybody has to get taxed over there and beat up on the Californians, but I'm from California. I was born in L.A., so we need to show California still some love, okay? Just like New York City, a lot of you may disagree with the whole stupid 16-ounce cup thing, but New York City is still one of the most phenomenal cities in the world. So, I think what we need to do is stop watching the news, stop watching the media, and stop hating on cities or states just because we see something stupid happen in the news, okay? I love California. I always have. Can't wait to go and visit there. It's great. I just don't like the taxes over there, which is why I live in Nevada. See? All right, guys. Very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So, you know, porn addiction is kind of a very, very common term thrown around because, and it's thrown at people who look at porn, get caught, and then when their partner starts to yell at them, you know, that they're looking at porn, they try to go with the, oh, well, you know, I have an addiction, I have a disorder, it's like a mental thing. Just like remember Tiger Woods, right? He got caught cheating. So what did he say? Well, I'm addicted to sex. Really? Really? Please. So apparently, we live in a society right now, or an environment, where if you suffer from a disease or an addiction, it's okay. All right? We forgive you. So, yeah, we have here Dr. David Lay. Not Lay, L-E-Y, says, what? He says only 37% of research articles about excessive porn describe it as an addiction, and many of these articles don't even use scientific data. He thinks the studies were of poor quality, maybe because the porn, I don't see porn, but from what I understand, YouTube, the quality is supposed to be pretty damn good. So maybe he's just talking about the study being poor quality. He said apparently there is no evidence porn has negative side effects such as erectile dysfunction or that it changes the brain. And they actually say that porn, according to Dr. Lay, will actually help you and could actually improve your quality of life. Now, have I ever, as a doctor, recommended somebody go and watch porn? No, because I need you guys to listen to my show. Now that my show is 24/7 on GCN, and I have to do the plug, and on my Apple iPhone and your Android and on iHeart, since the show is 24/7, there's really no reason for you guys to get stimulated by anything else. I mean, you know, all you have to do is listen to really good stimulating talk radio, and that should probably top off your day really nicely. But I have actually brought up that couples investigate in togetherly watching some sort of lovey-dovey, not chick flick, some sort of romantic, erotic video if they're really, really having trouble having sex because the sex drive is down. Okay, we found that many people like watching sex, and when they watch sex, then they get into the mood to have sex. And we have so many couples not having sex anymore that sometimes I will give them permission. You know, I don't tell people to go and do it. But a lot of people think that watching porn, depending on their certain circles or ethnicities or religious beliefs, is a bad thing. And for a doctor to say, look, a lot of sex therapists recommend it and even urge it and give it as homework. Now, it's very funny because usually I lose all men in the office visit whenever they come with the wife. I never like seeing a male patient when his wife or female partner is there because they come in looking completely browbeaten and castrated, right? Because you have the female there. Because you know the conversation that happened before the guy went to the doctor. You don't tell the doctor anything. You don't tell the doctor what you're supposed to. So I'm going to be there, and I'm going to make sure the doctor knows. Okay, so the woman is always there, and I get that. I get that because I do the same thing with my husband. I get that. And I sound like that. Okay, but the only time I have ever really connected with a man. I mean, really, really connected. No, we're not talking about the middle school dance. When I really, really connect with a guy, when the wife or the partner is there, is when I give them a homework assignment that includes porn. Now, if I see a male on his own for diabetes, high blood pressure, I'm good. We're good. But like I said, once the woman comes into the room, the whole thing starts to, you know, crumble because she's the one that becomes the domineering factor and the one that gets the information, etc. And takes the information, translates the information to him. I love it when an American woman translates my English to her husband. Okay, I get that with my Spanish because sometimes my Spanish is not the most grammatically correct. So I get that. You know, I'll speak. The husband will look at the wife, and she'll be like, Dalia, ¿quiere que usted, you know, Monday su examen de sangre, blah, blah. Okay, I get that. That's fine. I get that because my Spanish can be poor. But when my English needs to be translated by the wife to the husband, and the husband doesn't look at me. He looks at the wife. I'm like, no, look at me. I'm talking to you. Look at me. No, he looks at the wife. So, fine. Look at the wife. She translates. Sometimes she translates wrong. No, I didn't say that. You know, because, like, for example, man will come in, right, high cholesterol. And I'll talk to him about, look, so what we have to do is we have to lower your cholesterol. We need to make sure you check in with the heart doctor. I want to make sure that we stop any arterial pain. So he looks at the wife. The wife then translates what I said. Now, does she talk about arteriosclerotic plaquing and possible intimal tearing of the plaques? No. She translates what I just said. You need to lay off the hot wings. You need to lay off the fried food. And honestly, honestly, I am tired of your mother coming in with the recipes. You're not going to eat that stuff anymore. Now, that was her translation of what I said. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I really dig it. It's really entertaining. And I'll even back her up. But, you know, let it be known that that was not what I said. Okay? That is a completely different translation. And then, you know, what stinks is I lose them. I'm not connecting with him. If he thinks that that's what I said, well, I'm now ripping on his mother. I'm not ripping on anybody's mother. I have my own mother-in-law to rip on. I don't need to rip on anybody else's mother-in-law. I really don't. I don't care about other people's mother-in-laws. Okay? Okay? Yeah, so now he's mad at me because she thinks that I validated everything she ever felt about his mother. And I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble there. So, where was I going with this? Porn. Okay. So now, so anyway, I go, okay, look guys, what I want you to do is, you know, nothing, when you go and find a pornographic video, nothing that has to do with blood, no machetes, no weapons. I guess there's some real weird porn out there. I don't know if you guys know of any porn that's supposed to be kind of clean. Please let me know at 1-877-DOC-DALI so I can recommend it to you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's like a good brand of porn? Yeah, and why isn't that capitalized? Why don't we have, I mean, you know, I know there's a porn industry in California that's moving to Vegas because now they have to wear condoms, and I agree with that. I think you should wear condoms. I personally don't want to watch porn, et cetera, but I really hate the fact that there's no, shall we say, rating system. You know how for movies, you'll have rated G, PG, PG-13. I think they really need to rate porn. Now, I guess in the old days, there was triple X, and then somebody decided to add a couple extra X's maybe. And again, I could be really out of it because that's all 1970s stuff. But I really, really think that as far as I'm concerned, if somebody says triple X, to me, that means nudity. But now the average movie, the average PG-13 movie has some sort of nudity. So I don't want to go there. I mean, even you can watch, I mean, I love the show Impractical Jokers, but even there's a nudity on that. Of course, they have to kind of dub it out. So it would be nice for there to be some sort of a grading system so that you know when you pick up a pornographic film or you order something, I mean, there's going to be screams and neighbors are going to be calling the police as a result of the audio, which is why you may want to mute the porn. So does porn addiction exist? I think it does. I think there are people that do get addicted to it because of it hitting the pleasure centers in the brain. Just like people could be addicted to chocolate, people could be addicted to Facebook, people could be addicted to Candy Crush, people could be addicted to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I have absolutely no problem with anybody being addicted to the Dr. Dahlia Show, the one or two of you that are out there that actually listen. But if somebody likes to look at porn, okay, and chooses to do that rather than be with his wife, that doesn't necessarily mean he has an addiction. That just means he has a problem where he doesn't want to be with a wife, and that needs to be addressed another way. But I don't know if we have to so much label. To me, porn addiction is where you can't even get through work. When you're addicted to something, it disrupts your life. You end up losing your spouse and losing your work over many addictions, or you get thrown in jail. That's how I look at addiction, even though the true definition of addiction is you consistently needing something. Well, we all need sex. I mean, that's just something that it doesn't mean we're addicted to it. But if you're losing your job because you are trying to watch Debbie Does Dallas or whatever at work, no, you got a problem. And as far as I'm concerned, that's addiction. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing my butt, and a big thanks to Don, who is working the tiles, all right? Listen, honestly, it's been close. It's been close, but, you know, thank God, you know, they had faith, and they still do, even though I tested many times. This was kind of scary. They say common infections can raise risk of stroke in children. We're talking children getting strokes. According to the American Stroke Association, 17%, it was research presented there, 17% of pediatric patients who experienced an ischemic stroke, a clotting stroke, reported having an infection the previous week. They think that being under vaccinated was also linked to a higher likelihood of stroke. Are you kidding me? Now, I've known kids to have strokes. In fact, one of my husband's friends from school had suffered from multiple strokes before he was 19. And he's okay. He could walk, still has some neurological deficits. But, wow. Now, we're still trying to figure out why kids get strokes. Is it congenital heart disease, sickle cell, you know, what? But it's another recommendation that we make sure our kids get vaccinated. I know people have a lot of concerns about vaccines, and I get that. I really do. I understand that because there, it's you know, you have a healthy baby, you're walking in with a healthy baby, and you're giving them something. It's kind of counterintuitive. I get that. But the one thing we could all be sure of, the one thing we could all be sure of is that we are going to get sick with something sometime, which is how I rationalize doing the vaccines, okay? You know, you may be feeling fine and you may not be exposed to pertussis today or polio or tetanus or, you know, chickenpox, etc. Okay? But there will be one time, or pneumonia or the flu, but there will be a time when you will. And it's the prevention. So that's why I'm for vaccines. Now, HPV. Okay, human papillomavirus. This was very, very interesting. They're saying that the HPV virus may not only be transmitted through sex, it could be transmitted non-sexually. Okay, HPV. Now, where did they come up with this? Okay, now HPV causes genital warts. It also causes cervical cancer, right? But what they found is many common antimicrobial disinfectants don't really kill it. HPV is an impervious mother. This virus is probably more strong than we think. Again, why we need to get our HPV vaccine. But think about it, okay? The HPV virus causes cervical cancer. Now, how did it get to the cervix? Well, it went to the cervix vaginally. Now, we've talked about the vagina on the show a lot, right? And we talked about how it's called a hostile environment. Vaginas are very hostile because they just want to be because of the bacteria. There is bacteria, there's even some yeast, but usually bacteria to make it acidic and make it just so horrible for anything to even want to transmit up and attack the woman's womb. So if HPV makes it there, then damn, that is one resilient sucker of a virus. For the study, the researchers grew HPV-16, which is one of the strains that's responsible for about 60% of HPV-associated cancers. Then they used 11 common disinfectants on the virus. The disinfectant had ethanol, isopropanol, because those are common ingredients in the hand sanitizers, etc. Now, HPV, it appears to be sensitive to hypochlorite and peracetic acid disinfectants. When it came to the alcohol-based disinfectants, no. So if you are cleaning yourself with a hand, I wouldn't put hand sanitizer on your Lily, but if you're using hand sanitizer on your hands, okay, and you had touched some HPV, scratch yourself, put your fingers in your mouth, etc., you could possibly be transmitting this. They also tested other common disinfectants like glutaraldehyde, which we use in medical and dental facilities, etc. That didn't work either. Now, this is causing a bunch of us doctors to go and take a look at what the hell we're using to sterilize, because most of us use the strongest of the strong disinfectants. Now, you know, when it comes to pap smears, okay, many of us sterilize and disinfect our tools. Some of us, we don't. We just disinfect. I urge all doctors to, when they're using the speculum, to throw those suckers in an autoclave. I understand it's not a sterile procedure when you do a pap exam, but because HPV could possibly outlive some of these disinfectants, you also want to autoclave. So I do both. I disinfect for 24 hours, then we autoclave, and then I also say a prayer. Sometimes my patients will Hail Mary, and then we do the Pap smear. So, all joking aside, these things are getting smarter and smarter. I talked to you about how HIV is one of the smartest puppy viruses out there. HIV, even for AIDS, that causes acquired immune deficiency syndrome. I mean, these viruses are getting smarter and smarter. How smart is the AIDS virus where it infects the one cell that could actually kill it? And again, you get it through sex, having fun, right? It's not like you sneeze it out. Once you get it in there, it sticks. That is one smart puppy of a virus. As opposed to the adenoviruses and rhinoviruses, which are stupid idiots, they just sit there on the nose. You sneeze it out. Sometimes you sneeze it out. Sometimes it infects. You get a little cold for 5 days. Ooh. And then the virus dies off. Not really a very smart, evolutionarily strategic type of virus. But the HIV, it is designed to outlast us humans. Thank God we have retrovirals. Antivirals, thank God we have made the leaps and bounds that we have with HIV, but don't underestimate it. And now we have this HPV causing throat cancer. Does that scare you guys? And we don't see women throat cancer as much as we do men. Yet, a lot of the oral sex acts where HPV, I really hope none of you have kids in the back of the minivan right now. A lot of the oral sex acts that occur are usually, from what I understand, okay, according to Sex and the City, right, it's usually women be more of a recipient of the virus. Yet, more men get the throat cancer, what the heck is going on? Either more men are engaged in that, or you guys are picking up HPV non-sexually. I don't know what the hell is going on with this one. So I would suggest to go and get your HPV vaccines if you qualify. They're usually just giving it to young folk, even though most of us older folk are going, wait a second, I grew up in the 60s and the 70s. Wait a second here. Please allow me, please, to get the vaccine. Just, you know what to do, okay? Just be careful. Look, when in doubt, keep it out, okay? Right? I mean, remember in college days, right? It was when in doubt, pull out. Now, when in doubt, just keep it out. Okay? Because we don't know what the heck we're getting. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. O.J. Simpson. Whew. Okay. O.J. Simpson is going on a hunger strike. He said, I used to live my way, and now I'm going to die my way. Remember, he is serving out a sentence for kidnapping, assault, and robbery, and he's in a Nevada prison. He says he is so depressed that he just wants to, quote-unquote, sit down in a corner and die. Apparently, this is coming from the National Enquirer and Daily Mail, that this hunger strike and worsening health is, you know, really putting him at severe risk. He's 66 years old. He is eligible for parole in 2017, but I thought an appeal was turned down. So now he wants to die so his kids could get his pension money. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. iHeartRadio, remember, Twitter. We already talked about Twitter, the iPhone app, Android app. Okay, I have to do all my pitches. Good. Now, restless leg syndrome. Many of you guys have restless leg syndrome, and this really stinks. For those of you that suffer from restless leg syndrome, this is a tough one. And I really feel for you. Now, mind you, I get a lot of patients going, well, I need my Lortab. I need my Norco. I need my Percocet, my Oxy. And I'm like, why? Why? Versus Lake Syndrome. And many of you have gotten kicked out of other doctor's offices because of that. Now, I don't like to treat, by any means, restless leg syndrome with narcotics. I usually like to get a neurologist involved to make sure there's not some other neuropathy not going on, etc. But for those of you that have ever suffered from restless leg syndrome, this is so frustrating. Your legs feel extremely uncomfortable. It's worse when you kind of sit down and watch TV at night or when you're lying down. And all you want to do is move around, okay? And it could actually start even as young kids. You know, interesting, years ago we used to say, well, it's growing pains. You're having growing pains at night. A lot of times it's these kids having restless leg syndromes. You got this kind of crawling, creepy, gnawing, burning, itchy sensation. And it's neuropathic. It's just, we call it now restless leg syndrome, which is very hard for somebody like me with a lisp, restless leg syndrome. That's what's like, that's very difficult for me to say. All right. And how you know it's restless leg because you're just sitting there doing nothing and boom, it comes on. If you start to move, you feel better. You twitch sometimes in night and it could be related to periodic limb movement disorder, PLMD, where you just kind of involuntarily flex or extend your legs while sleeping, the twitching. Now, a lot of us do twitch, you know, like, you know how we think we're falling in a dream. Don't you hate that you're in a dream and then all of a sudden you feel like you're falling head first and you wake up and you twitch? It's not so much that. This is just where you just twitch in your sleep. See, I think I have a little bit of restless leg syndrome. And again, I kick my husband all the time. I kick the cats that are on the bed, the dogs that are on the bed. I don't mean to. It's just I do that. And it is hereditary. It's just I don't know if I inherited it because my family never talks about their medical issues. I'm the only one with all the problems because nobody talks. But again, I need to make sure before you come in saying I have restless leg syndrome that we don't have anything else going on, any other sort of neuropathic issue. Are you diabetic? Do you have iron deficiency? Do you have B12 deficiency? Do you drink alcohol? Iron stores, kidney issues. So I don't diagnose restless leg syndrome right off the bat. I make sure you get a good neurological exam. Dr. Dyer, you're the reason why Obamacare exists because you cost too much money. No, I don't. Just because I have a neurologist take a look, right, before I put you on a medicine for life or having a neurologist do that, I'd like to really know what the hell is going on. In the meantime, while you're trying to figure out what's going on, definitely cut back on the caffeine, cut back on the alcohol, smokes, nicotine, any sort of stimulant. All right. I usually take a hot shower before I go to bed, and that really works nicely. So you could soak in a warm bath before you go to bed. Massage of the legs works nice. Ibuprofen, etc. For a really good breakdown, I suggest you go to MayoClinic.org. Mayo Clinic has a really good breakdown. Okay. And then we have these medications. Okay. Some of you guys take Lyrica. Some of you take Requip, Mirapex. These have been approved by the FDA. Again, I do not recommend Lortab, Norco, Vicodin, muscle relaxants, but some of you have had to, you know, and because again, you know, not being able to sleep is really difficult and you guys get very desperate. And I understand that if you're not getting a good night's sleep, it could really ruin your day. We want to make sure your magnesium and your vitamin B and your folic acid are good. But, you know, they say right now that the FDA, all right, may approve this. Lyrica has been something that I don't think has the formal FDA approval, but we're noticing more and more people take that. And they say Lyrica works just as well. But the reason why Lyrica is starting to be favored is, I guess, Mirapex, Pramipexol, sorry if I mispronounced it, the Mirapex, some people are saying that's making them worse. So with Lyrica, people are saying, no, it's actually improving without any later long-term bad sequela. Now, this is interesting. Drugs.com talks about restless leg syndrome as well. And I guess restless leg syndrome is originally called Willis-Ekbom disease, the throbbing, creeping, unpleasant sensation. So apparently some guy named Willis, what you talking about, Willis? Willis and Ekbom must have made a crap load of money coming up with this disease. I'd love to come up with a Dahlia disease. And you know, I don't want to come up with a Dahlia disease in case people die of it, but I would love like a disease that's kind of mild, you know, that called the Dahlia. I mean, think about it. You know, I suffer from the Dahlias. No, not the Dahlias. Man, they get pussy. Yeah, the Dahlias. Now, a lot of times we try to access your dopamine. These dopamine agonists, okay, you know, a lot of times we've found to help with these types of symptoms, but they say that many of these dopamine agonists are found to actually worsen the condition over time. So for those of you who have taken Lyrica, and some of you are like, wait a second, I took Lyrica for shingles. That's right. We use it for chronic pain as well. Again, this neuropathic pain, Lyrica seems to work well on. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's pretty cool. A lot of you also are waiting to see what's going on with a female libido pill. All right? Okay? Apparently a drug maker is working on a pill to develop boosting sexual desire in women. It's called Filbanserin. All right, and I guess Sprout Pharmaceuticals said Tuesday that the FDA wants to see more data on how filibanserin interacts with other medications and how it affects driving ability. Why? Because this libido pill caused 10% of the women to become sleepy. Now, for a lot of us women that need help with our sex drives, I mean, fine, you know, we will take the whole weekend off. If we get our sex drive back, that's fine. But again, for the FDA to approve it and not get sued, they have to. Apparently, this has been now going on for 15 years, trying to find a female, quote-unquote, Viagra, which I think is a misnomer. Viagra doesn't increase a man's sex drive directly. All it does is help increase blood flow to the penis, allowing him to have sex. But, you know, most men, they won't say Viagra helps their libido, per se. They're either in the mood or they're not in the mood, okay? But trying to find something for women hasn't really been that effective, right? They've been trying women Viagra, they've been trying testosterone, etc. So this is supposed to be, I guess a lot of people are excited about this one. I'm not really sure how it works. I'm sure as we get more information, we will. But it is supposed to be approved for premenopausal women, not postmenopausal women, although many of the postmenopausal women are the ones that really, really need it. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. That's pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Apparently, in any given day, 1 in 8 Americans went for pizza. Now they are saying pizza is Americans' favorite food. Even though, like I said, the taco has surpassed the hamburger. I love pizza. I think pizza is one of the most brilliant things. The only thing is there's a lot of cheese, a lot of oil. But, oh, my gosh, if you have amazing, I love the thick, deep dish type of crust that are, oh, my God, flatbread pizza, I love that, too. But pizza's not that unhealthy because you get your lycopene. The tomato and the cooked tomato, remember you have to have cooked tomato to really get some of the beneficial effects of the lycopene? Lycopene, they say adults will get 58% of their daily intake of the lycopene. You gotta be careful because when you do eat pizza, most people consume about an average of 744 calories because an average slice could be about 300 calories per slice of pizza depending on everything you put on it. Again, the low-fat cheese, a lot of the vegetables, throw some spinach on it, some chicken that's not fried, and maybe you'll be able to, feel full quicker. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.